This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Julie Inkster is a 31-time winner on the LPGA Tour, a 7-time major champion, member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, and now for the third time, she will captain the USA Solheim Cup team in 2019. It is a pleasure to welcome Julie Inkster back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Julie.
Hello, how you guys doing?
You know, I am great. Thanks for doing this. Okay, everything I read, everything I see, this came as a big surprise to you.
You know what? It actually did. It's kind of uncharted territory as far as someone doing a captaincy three times. I thought maybe two would be the limit, but you know, they kind of hashed it out and asked me if I'd do it again, and I jumped at the opportunity.
From what I've heard, you were in a meeting, and they kind of asked you to step out. Did you get a sense, was this something that kind of came over them, or had they been thinking about this for a while?
Well, it was really Meg Mallon kind of initiated the whole thing, saying, because she is on the committee, that why don't we just give it to Julie? It's you know, it'd be something that's never been done before. She kind of has a pulse on the team right now. And, you know, no one likes to lose. I mean, and the way we're going right now, we're in a good spot. Of course, we're going over to Scotland, which will be, you know, a lot tougher. But, you know, I think my girls are ready to do it and looking forward to it.
Julie, how are you a better captain today than you were that first time?
Well, I think I'm a little more relaxed. You know, I really don't stress the little things. And, you know, it's all about, you know, the bottom line is we have to play better golf than them. That's the bottom line. But I think I've learned, you know, the different personalities on my team and how to respond to them.
You say you don't stress the little things. Did you have to learn what the little things were?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, okay, so we don't have bacon for breakfast, you know, or, hey, so, Michelle, we wore the wrong shirt today. You know, just little things like that that doesn't really matter in the long run. You know, because you want everything to come off perfect. You want, you know, the team to have everything they need there, and you're not rushing around last minute preparing.
Again, the players all seem excited to have you back. How important is it that the players like their captain?
Well, that's a big thing. I mean, I said, have you got the pulse of the players? You know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, major league coach or a head coach, you know, they kind of lose the locker room. And, you know, because they've heard the same thing over and over and over. So it's my job to keep it fresh. It's my job to keep it fun. And so that will be my challenge this year.
We're talking with Julie Inkster here on the Augusta Golf Show. You mentioned now being a leader. Did you have play when you were playing and coming up? Did you have playing role models?
I did not really though, because I started so late in golf. You know, I didn't start till I was 15. I really didn't even know what the LPGA was. You know, I just got a job at the golf course we happened to live close by to, and you know, I think the more I got involved with golf, you know, I really enjoyed, you know, like watching Joanne Carner play or Patty Sheehan play or Lopez play. You know, just kind of the way they went about their business, and and how they handle the pressure.
Well, I basically asked that question to ask this question. Now that you're a team leader, do you find yourself paying more attention to other team leaders and leadership roles and the way certain leaders do certain things?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate enough. You know, I've talking to Steve Kerr, and I've talking to Bruce Bochy, and because I am a big sports fan, and I do watch how they lead and their disposition, whether they're winning or losing, and it's kind of funny. They all kind of stay the same level. You know, they don't really get too high or too low, and that's kind of the way I kind of. You never want to let the other team know you're sweating.
You mentioned that these matches will be in Scotland. There are obvious differences between playing at home and playing in Europe. Julie, what have you learned that's not so obvious when being the captain overseas?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a different animal. And, until you do it, you don't really know how hard it is. You're definitely the underdog. You definitely don't have the support that you have in the States. But on the other hand, that's where it's really my job to really get my team together and to play as one over there. You can't have anybody running rogue. You need to get everybody on the same page playing for each other, and that will be my job.
I hear you say it's maybe not more important over there, but it is something you need to accomplish over there. Is it easier to do when you're on the road?
Well, I think there's two aspects of that. It's harder because, you don't get as fired up. When you're playing on home soil, I mean, even, you make a three-footer, people go crazy. Over there, you make a 30-footer for birdie and no one claps. So you really got to stay into your game and stay into with your partner. I think that's the toughest thing. I think it's easier because there's more pressure on them because they want to put on a good show and they want to win on their home soil. So, we really don't have anything to lose over there, so we can play a little freer and maybe a little more aggressive.
There's a lot of talk these days about how the young guns on the PGA Tour have maybe a different attitude when it comes to the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup. Do you get a sense, Julie, that the younger players on the LPGA have a different attitude about the Solheim Cup?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I can say anywhere from Christy Kerr and Angela Stanford, who are probably our oldest players, to someone like Angel Yin, Daniel Kang. They're just as fiery as the older players. So, and the older players are just as fired up as the younger players. I mean, my team takes the Solheim Cup very seriously. We don't play for money. We don't play for charity. We're just playing for the red, white, and blue. And they take that very seriously.
I don't know that I've ever asked you this. Talk to me about what the Solheim family has meant to women's golf in particular.
Well, Karsten and Louise Solheim, they were huge supporters of the LPGA, especially Louise. She really believed in women's golf. And, they're based in Arizona, and we had a tournament called the Ping. And we just really got to know them. And now John Solheim, who's running it, has really stayed involved in women's golf. And I think it was a perfect, it was 1990, I think it was a perfect segue to get into like a Ryder Cup match and call it the Solheim Cup. Because they have been such a great partner with the LPGA, and we owe a lot to them. They've really put a lot of not only money but passion into the LPGA.
All right, I'll let you go on this. Tell me the best shot you ever hit in Solheim Cup competition.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say 1998 at Muirfield Village, playing with Meg Mallon On the 17th hole, I had about a 50-footer for birdie. I think we were even at the time. Oh, no, we were one up at the time. And I rolled it in, and everybody went crazy. And it was a great memory. Ended up winning the match, winning the Solheim Cup. And if you ever want a partner, Meg Mallon, she's the one.
Are we weird that we can remember shots from 20 years ago, Julie?
No. Unfortunately, I remember more bad shots than I do good shots.
She is Julie Engster. She will lead the USA Solheim Cup for the third time, captain the team for the third time. I know it's a tight schedule, Julie. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I really do appreciate it. Congratulations, and we will talk again.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.